This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border business.
This is Gene Lindgren, President and CEO of the Laredo Economic Development Corporation. Well, it's a team effort, and you know, that's one of the things I like to brag about. It's not just, you know, the LEDC staff. It's the entire ecosystem, and it's all working. You know, it's taken decades for us to get to this point, and now we're just continuing to leverage all of the good karma that we've invested as a community. And that came out of the blue as well. You know, I think one thing leads to another, but you know, the social media postings and the New York Times and the NPR Marketplace and then the Economist, and so you know, there are people around the world that pay attention to trends, and so I imagine that at some point either one or two of those articles caught somebody's attention in Spain. And of course we have in the United States, you know, there's it has the motherland of England, right? And so there's some historical, you know, cultural synergistic relationships that go back, you know, hundreds of years. In Mexico and by extension Laredo, one of the most Mexico cities outside of Mexico in the world, you know, has some synergies with Spain, and you know, it's the culture, the language, the food, and so I imagine, you know, and Laredo was named after a region of Spain, and so I imagine that, you know, it just all worked together to communication to occur. Right, and so, you know, we're waiting on the edge of our seats for the entire 2023 numbers to be official and published, and we'll probably see those around February 11th, as reported by the U.S. Census Bureau, and then probably kind of repeated in a more user-friendly fashion through a media think tank called World City. But I highly anticipate that we're going to be in the neighborhood of ending the year of total import and export values passing through Port Laredo of $320 million. Through November, we have finished $296 million, and it's not unheard of to have $24 billion, did I say million? Billion in December. So that would be an increase from 2022 of $298.5 billion. Now, the other thing that I've noted is that global trade from all ports in the United States to all countries throughout the world is down around 4% this year. So, you know, I think the Federal Reserve got what they wanted, a little bit of a slowdown to try and control inflation, and it's working to a point. But global trade is down 4%, but Laredo's trade is up nearly 8%. It's 7 point something. And that's why, between the decreases from the Port of LA, the Port of Chicago, Newark, Houston, and all the other ports, some are seaports and some are airports and some are land ports, we're up. And that's why we're going to finish the year for the first time, probably in recent memory, as the number one port in the United States.
Yes, for some time now, or for quite a few months, you've been surpassing Long Beach, haven't you? The Port of LA has been the busiest port, that includes maritime and land port, in the United States. It's been going for a few months now.
It's been going on for longer than that. It actually started in October of 2022.
Okay.
And we've been the number one port on a monthly basis since then. And so every month in 2023 as well. And so that's why I'm confident in stating that we will finish ahead of the Port of LA and the Port of Chicago for the entire calendar year of 2023 once the figures are available.
What do you put this growth down to? What's happening? Is it USMCA? Is it the nearshoring phenomenon? What do you put the increased business down to?
Well, USMCA is the new and improved version of NAFTA, which is celebrating. It will be celebrating its 30th year this year. So it was ratified in 1994, and it has completely changed the landscape of manufacturing in North America and supply chain between Mexico, United States, and even Canada. And so it's USMCA, and then post pandemic. It's nearshoring. It's reshoring, ally shoring, nearshoring, all of the above. And so manufacturing companies throughout the world, international manufacturing companies, have rethought their footprint. And since the pandemic recovery, a lot of companies have been working for years. And these footprint moves take years. To evaluate and implement and get into production. We're now seeing that happen. So the industrial boom in Monterrey and Saltillo, in Torreón, in northern Mexico, and even southern Mexico, in the automotive market is starting to recover from its chip shortage, right? And so the automotive plants in Puebla and Guadalajara and Toluca, and more in mid and southern Mexico, we're in that perfect place. And so the other good thing is, for those that think, Mexico, how does that help me here in the United States? Studies have shown that 40% of the raw material for maquiladora plants still come from the United States. And so it helps North America, it helps Mexico, and it helps the United States, and it even helps Canada. And the more competitive that we can be as a continent, as a region, under USMCA, the more and more manufacturing we can do within North America, and less dependent that we have to be on China. And that contributes to national defense as well.
In your recent guest column, your recent op-ed, you had a line in there where you said there are those that think we're just too dependent upon trade. But you said that may be true. We are dependent, over-dependent maybe, but then you challenged that and said this is why it doesn't matter at all. This is why that's okay. Speak to that one.
Yeah, so it's the commodities that are traded are very diverse. And so it's not just automotive, it's not just agriculture, it's not just consumer products or electronics or construction materials. In energy, it's all the above. And so we are taking advantage of our location, right, in Interstate 35 and the Mexico version of Interstate 35, and our very fairly efficient and competitive connectivity with the rest of North America. Somebody's got to do the trade, and we're darn good at it. We've inherited our location, right? We didn't pick it. None of us were alive when Laredo was settled and when Interstate 35 came to be, but we're certainly leveraging it and taking advantage of it. And so, going back to the original statement, our commodities are diverse.
Well, talking of automotive, there's a certain electronic vehicle manufacturer that's setting up shop in Santa Catarina, in Monterrey, Tesla, and they, from what I've read about that, they plan to maybe exclusively use the Columbia Bridge, which is a Laredo bridge, and the only bridge Nuevo Leon has, international bridge. Talk about what you're expecting from that.
Right, so a few things. Elon Musk moved one of his mega plants, or expanded into the Austin, Texas area, right? And then several years later, of recent memory, Elon Musk is working with the government of Nuevo Leon, which includes the city of Monterrey and its suburbs of Guadalupe and Apodaca and Santa Catarina, who each have millions of people for their workforce, have created a great relationship between the government of Nuevo León and the private sector and the enterprises of Elon Musk with Tesla. And so, Laredo's in that perfect spot to also participate in the manufacturing and supply chain as well, because raw material and finished goods don't don't fly from Monterey to Austin. They go by truck or they go by train. And so that's where we're about halfway between. The other thing that Nuevo León is doing, and not just creating exclusive competitive lanes for the crossing of raw material and finished goods and vehicles at the Columbia Bridge, which is part of the Laredo Bridge system, by the way, is completing a highway between Monterey and Columbia, Nuevo León, to connect with the Columbia Bridge that is 100% within the state of Nuevo León. Now, that's great because it provides an alternative for the Mexico Highway 80, is it Mexico Highway 85, which is great. It's efficient, it's fast, it's four lanes, and some of it is toll. But having an alternative in the capacity enhancement that takes an efficient route as well to Colombia will provide, again, more North American competitiveness. It will provide more crossings at Colombia. And so we're really looking forward to many more years of above average growth.
So if, as has been reported, Tesla will have dedicated lanes at an expanded Columbia Bridge, and the trucks don't stop, you use the new technology, they're all inspected long before they get to the border and they just go straight through. Tell us how Laredo benefits from that. I mean, I know probably you're going to have some of the suppliers to that big plant based in Laredo, but does the city, is the city going to benefit in terms of employment if those truck movements, raw materials, finished goods just go straight through the city?
So our supply chain community provides a benefit, and so a lot of the trucks that go from the industrial houses, powerhouses in Monterrey and in other cities, will still stop to change drivers and have the final customs documents transmitted to the government agencies. And so Laredo also has a very competitive ecosystem for border crossing. Here they're called drayage drivers, and so a lot of the cargo will stop at a Nuevo Laredo truck yard. It'll get picked up by a driver who specializes in crossing, and it'll be, the paperwork will be handled by Mexican and U.S. customs brokers to handle the legal documented process for safe and legal trade. And so we get more than our fair share of business in Laredo, where trucks aren't necessarily going all the way to San Antonio or Dallas or Austin or beyond.
Another topic, we mentioned the Columbia Bridge there, but there's also plans to expand the World Trade Bridge and create a new bridge in Laredo. Congressman Cuellar, Senator Cruz had that event in Laredo a few weeks ago where they've been able to streamline the process to get those presidential permits moving. Can you tell us what's going to be happening in Laredo to improve the efficiency of the various bridges?
Right, and so as you mentioned, the World Trade Bridge, there's been a project in the works for some years now to have an identical span right next to the current span. So currently there's an 8-lane international bridge, and then our public and private stakeholders have been working to have another span of 8 lanes, and in addition to expand the original bridge another 2 lanes. And so the work that's been done, the lobbying, the advocacy with elected and government and private sector officials finally paid off late last year with legislation that puts, let's say, a shot clock on two things. One at the State Department for this agency to review the presidential permit application for the World Trade Bridge, and 3 others within the state of Texas, a 60-day timeline. And then at the end of the 60 days, the White House and the department that works on presidential permit applications for international bridges has a 60-day timeline. And so we're advertising that by April 20th, which is the end of those 2 60-day timelines, that we, come hell or high water, we will have a presidential permit application approval for the World Trade Bridge And then, by the way, we're also working on, our community is working on expanding the Columbia Bridge. We're working on with the private sector developer for what we call Bridge 4-5 in the South Laredo region, which is being advertised as being a smart port. Our ports are smart, but this this developer is looking to include all of the bells and whistles. Slightly longer in terms of timeline, but the presidential permit application is being developed. It has not yet been submitted.
And sort of a related one, another transportation question. You place a lot of stock in business via your airport. Tell us what you've been working on there.
Right, and so the Laredo International Airport used to be the main part of the Laredo Air Force Base back in the 60s and early 70s. Ever since its closing, it's been a part of the city's international airport. And so we have commercial flights, but we also have a ton of, no pun intended, a ton of cargo that goes in and out of the Laredo Airport to support critical shipments. A lot in the automotive industry, which is a sector that I worked in for 35 years with a tier one automotive supplier. And so we average between 30, 40, 50, sometimes 60 million pounds of landed weight that flows through the Laredo Airport. And there are development plans to expand not just the cargo sections of Laredo, but also the terminal and some commercial and retail and restaurant abilities. Now, a big advantage that the Laredo Airport has, we have dual customs processing. And so when shipments are being prepared, critical shipments are being prepared to go from, these are our cargo planes, to go from Laredo to airports in Mexico, rather than that material landing and going through a lengthy customs inspection and release process, we have Mexican and U.S. customs officials on site in Laredo that pre-release the material. And so when the material lands, it's basically a domestic flight. The material is already released for processing to the next user. It's an advantage that no other airport has in the country.
Right, right. Well, Gene, those are all the questions I had. Is there anything I've missed? Anything else you'd like to add?
You might also see a social media LinkedIn post about the thousands of workers that have been employed over the last 12 months. I compared 12 months ago with the recent figures, and we've added over 3,600 jobs. And it's not all in supply chain. We have our fair share, but our community is growing, and it's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to work, and I like it here. I love it here. Someday when I retire, I'm going to be here for the duration and enjoy the fruits of all of our collective work.
And as we started by saying, started this conversation, you are getting the national and international attention now.
And I think it's going to really, thank you, Steve. It's really going to, I think, even be at another level once we're able to declare the number one port status for the entire year.